you're already getting in touch in relation to the deer and the lynx. Bernie from Beaufort, she's giving up on her garden because of the deer. They're eating all her fruit bushes and now flowers as well. They're coming constantly to the garden. They can jump so high. She reckons it's a problem for a lot of people. She doesn't mind them but feels the number is increasing and it's sad about her garden. That's a particular problem with Sika deer in particular. They strip the trees of bark. They eat bushes, eat flowers and all of those things, and they can cause problems. Eilish saw our picture of European lynx that we put up on our social media. Said, I love those animals, but no way should they be put in place to savage our deer. Tommy Lyon says, no, people have other animals that they would kill if you brought them back. Well, that's what we're talking about next. Have a little listen. This is, by the way, what a lynx sounds like. There you go. That. What about that for a sound and on the countryside of Kerry, if it was to come? The reason we're talking about that is because fresh research has added further weight to the theory that restoring native predator populations could help keep problematic invasive species in check. New research published yesterday finds that restoring predators native to Ireland, specifically lynx and wolves, could help damage populations and help manage, I suppose, increasing populations of Sika deer, which is one of the most damaging invasive species to the environment in Europe. The cost of these species is invasive species around the world is expected to be around 162 billion this year, and native predators are seen as essential to keep an ecosystem functioning. With me on the line to talk about this is Padraig Fogarty of the Irish Wildlife Trust. Padraig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
What do you make of this research? This is mentioned before. There was a lot of political shenanigans around it. Eamon Ryan talking about the wolves to control the deer. But if you even just talk to Eileen or hear from Eileen there are a problem. Even in my own life, I've seen it more often than I've ever seen in my life to this date. More and more deer popping up where humans are in Kerry. So, look, there is a problem, clearly. What do you make of this new report?
Well, I think the publication yesterday is very welcome. It's not particularly surprising. I mean, we've known for some time now the important role that predators play in regulating healthy ecosystems, and if you don't have predators, basically the entire ecosystem unravels and you get all kinds of problems. Now, we're seeing that in Ireland with increasing deer population. I mean, I should say, we only have, I mean, I don't doubt that deer numbers are increasing, but we don't actually have any figures for it. We haven't been very good at all at monitoring or managing our deer.
No, that's been a persistent problem, and every time we have an argument or debate on it, we're talking in a vacuum because nobody has got it together. The government haven't got it together, successive ones now, to actually do a proper census of them.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we know, and in Kerry you don't have to travel very far. You can go to Killarney National Park and you can see the effect of overgrazing in the park, and of course the deer are really leaving the park because they don't have enough to eat, and that's when you get, you know, stripping the bark off trees and things like that. And this is a localized problem. I've seen it myself in many areas, and to be honest, it's a huge challenge. I mean, it's not just a nuisance. I accept that, you know, people having their fruit trees damaged or whatever is a nuisance, but we have an enormous challenge ahead of us to deal with our climate and biodiversity emergency. One of the things we know that we need to do is increase the forest cover in Ireland. Forest cover is one of the lowest in the world, but in order to do that, that's going to be very difficult if we don't manage our deer population, because the deer will effectively eat all the trees if they're not maintained at a proper density. So it's very important that we have this debate.
It certainly is. And look, in the debate, Padraig, people talk about, look, the native predators are no longer with us. They were gone for a reason, normally a human reason, but the lynx and the wolves, the first thing people would say, even though the deer are causing problems, Sika deer in particular are spreaders of bovine and avian TB, so that's a problem for farmers. But on the other side of it, few farmers I'd imagine, particularly sheep farmers, would welcome lynx roaming the hillsides of Kerry.
Yeah, well, and I've just said there's no evidence that deer are spreading TB to cattle either. I mean, I think this is a bit of a red herring argument. But there is no doubt that, you know, real Irish predators will eat livestock if the livestock are not protected properly. But we have to get a grip on our livestock problem as well. We have way too many farm animals, and we farm animals in all kinds of the wrong places, and they in themselves are causing all kinds of pollution problems that need to be regulated. But we can look at other European countries and we can see that, you know, Ireland and Britain are the only countries in Europe that don't have top predators. And they're in places like Denmark and Holland, which you wouldn't associate as being particularly wild countries. So, I mean, people are getting on with their lives. You know, there's a tendency to look at this issue like it's something out of Little Red Riding Hood and, you know, they're going to come for us in our sleep. But that's not the reality on the ground. And I think that's why it's very welcome to see the science behind it. There is a very important rationale for bringing predators back to Ireland, as well as an ethical rationale that will help us to deal with our climate and biodiversity emergency.
Yeah, Paul, this has been an effect factor naturally, more naturally than anything else. The wolves have been coming back across Western Europe, and that's having an impact on some of the invasive species there in the United States. And we talked about this last year because of the experience we had with the wild pigs that were loose in Kerry for a while. It's a real problem in the United States, feral pigs, hugely damaging. The same study has demonstrated the Florida panther, which was one of the first species added to the US Endangered List in 1973, could effectively provide an efficient and cost-effective solution to that particular problem. And it's a serious problem, costing hundreds of millions, if not billions, in the US. And this, so in some countries, and this may be a while off if ever here, the lynx coming back or anything like it, but they are looking seriously at this, aren't they? Bringing back
they
in species.
Are very much. And I mean, predators have been persecuted across the world more than, you know, any other animal group. And their absence is creating all these kinds of problems. I mean, even we're seeing an explosion in ticks you know, tick-borne disease like Lyme disease because of climate change and increased herbivore populations. And so predators are much better at people at regulating these things. They do it much cheaper. And just are important. I mean, it's not just about regulating deer, it's about having healthy natural ecosystems and proper balance in the countryside, which is something that we haven't had in Ireland for quite some time.
What do you say finally, Potter, to people who say this is just another, or people who will, politicians and others say this is just another half-baked, crazy Green Party notion?
Oh yeah, but sure, Jerry, every solution that's put forward to address the climate and biodiversity emergency is addressed as half-baked and crazy. That goes for cycle lanes and cutting turf as much as wolves, and we're not getting a grip on the problem at all. Wolves, we know, were in Ireland right up until the 1700s. I mean, we've had farming and wolves for thousands of years. We know we can live alongside them, and there's very good rationale to do it, and I think it's something we can and should do. It's not to say that it's an easy thing, but I definitely think it's very important to have this debate.
Yeah, what do you say about it to people who are concerned, and a listener gets in touch, says, look, animal welfare an issue, the deer are such beautiful looking animals.
Oh, on the deer themselves, well, I mean, of course they're beautiful animals, and we don't want to see deer as a pest. They are an important part of our biodiversity as well, particularly the red deer in Kerry. The other deer, maybe the sika deer, not so much, maybe because they are a non-native species. But the deer will end up starving themselves to death. It is not good for them to be overpopulated and to be stripping their own environment.
Okay. All right, Padraig, listen, that's where we leave it. Thanks a million for giving us your view on that this morning. It's Padraig Fogarty of the Irish Wildlife Trust. If you have a view on it, get in touch. A listener says, dear, are there any other options for transferring deer to places where they'd be wanted? What concerns her is that wolves that kill deer and wolves would cause problems other than deer. Also, Jerry, we even have sika deer in Ballysteedy Woods in Tralee. I saw them 2 weeks ago around 6 a.m. while out walking my dog, says Alan in Tralee. And another listener says, that sound you played is disgusting. Jerry, we don't want bears in Kerry. Well, it wasn't a bear. It was the sound of a European lynx, which used to be native to this island. Give us your thoughts and views on that.